Hey guys, girls, and non-binary folk, welcome back to Work the Podcast, the RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. I'm Maya, he's Brendan.
Hi!
Today we'll be discussing Season 13, Episode 11, Pop Goes the Queens.
Goes the motherfucking Queens. And did they go pop, Maya? Do you feel like they went pop?
I don't understand the title of the episode because it didn't go with what was happening, but
sure. Well, they were selling pot.
Oh my God. I just understand. I don't call it that. So I didn't.
Yes. Yes. They were selling pop or soda, as some of you people call it.
Now I fully understand. I didn't get that. I was like, why is it? I don't understand. I get it now.
Yes. So Maya, general thought. Well, first of all, you know, let's just tell everybody the tea real quick that if they would like, they're more than welcome to interact with us. And you can do that by emailing us at workthepod@gmail.com. And that is WERQ thepod@gmail.com. And you can also, excuse me, Robert's coughing in the background. But you can also follow. you can also follow all of us on our socials, which will be listed in the descriptions below on the episodes. And then you can subscribe wherever. Subscribe wherever you are listening. God, I can never talk or get this right. But you can subscribe wherever you are listening and give us a 5-star rating. That way everybody like you can hear us too. Thank you. Maya, do you feel like these queens did indeed go pop?
No, but I felt this was very much a filler episode. It was quite boring, if you ask me.
Every season has one.
Yes.
Or two sometimes.
I mean, this one's going to have about 8. I mean, I don't know.
But this is definitely, I can agree, this was definitely a filler episode. Because mm-hmm. It's definitely that part of the competition where we're right with the front runners and then the last of like the stragglers. But I would say everybody who's left is very like eligible for top four, whatever
you want. Oh, Utica's gone next, but Utica's definitely leaving next.
I don't know, fucking RuPaul will be loving his little goofy ass lip syncs.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, we're already 2 lip syncs in for Utica, so I think she in the bottom next week is a done deal.
Yeah. So I've been doing in recent weeks here, just, you know, because I never really know what to watch anymore. And I don't know about any of you who are listening, but I get extremely overwhelmed with the amount of new things that come on Netflix every fucking day, it seems like. So sometimes I just, you know, watch old things. So what I've been doing is I've been watching Drag Race, but like in chronological order on how the seasons came out.
Okay.
Where? So on VH1 or I have a bunch of them on Amazon Prime.
I was just because they're not on Netflix like Hulu or anything like that.
Yeah, right? No. So I've been watching season 7 and then I'm on All Stars 2 because that happened right after season 7. And then I'm gonna
watch
season 8.
Which is wild. Jesus Christ, that's wild.
And then I'm gonna watch seasons 8 and 9. I mean, like not all at once, but like, you know, like when I'm looking for something to watch or I'm bored.
Just that was that long ago was wild to me. Like
I know, right?
Jesus Christ.
Throwback seasons. I remember those seasons feel like they were forever ago. I'm sure.
For me, it felt like they were fucking yesterday. I'm like, damn, I thought that should just happen, but I guess not.
Yep.
Bitch, I'm out.
Bitch, I'm out.
Bitch is cold.
So here we are. Episode 11.
Oh my God, episode fucking 11. Jesus.
It is feel it, RuPaul is dragging this one out, honey.
RuPaul. Just
good old RuPaul.
Oh my God. Episode, how many girls is left? 26. How many girls are left? I don't like my
watch. You gonna bring somebody back?
I know, please.
I really don't think you
please.
I would be shocked. Please. We've had a double save. We had 3 episodes in the beginning where nobody went home. We can't afford that.
We don't want it.
It's a lot. Do you think they're going to go into a season of All Stars directly after this?
They are. That's what,
like directly after?
Yeah, that's
the plan. I'm living. I can't wait for it. I'm excited. I'm more excited, honestly, for All Stars.
Let me pull it up, actually.
The rest of the season.
What should I type into Google to find this? Today, it wasn't announced, but the girls on the internet, apparently there's supposed to be an international season of All Stars that the cast has leaked. Who's going to be on it? I don't know if it's been filmed yet, but the girls have the whole cast. That's gonna be it's supposed to be people from
UK,
UK, supposedly Thailand, Holland, and Canada. So,
oh, bitch, I'm excited. So, do you have the list, or are you having?
I'm trying to find it. I saw it in a video. So I don't know. I'm trying to see if there's a article that actually has them in there. I know from UK, Baga and Muhadrenja. I saw in the thumbnail, Monique Hart. I saw, damn, who else was there? Fuck. Hold on, everyone. I will find it because I watched his video earlier and I was like, what the fuck's going on? Who is that? Girl, that's a no for me. Also, this season of All Stars that's coming out is going to be highly underwhelming. I just want you to brace yourself, because I don't think I don't see it for nobody on that fucking season. I'll tell you that shit right now.
I forget even who the rumored cast of that was.
Exactly. So exactly. There's nobody on there that I'm like absolutely like dying to see. Okay, so I'm trying to see if there's like a list on this video. Ooh, girl, what you got that line for? Your breakfast?
Yes.
Yeah, Bag of Chips, Blue Hydrangea. Like I said, Monique Hart. Jimbo, apparently.
Yes. Oh my God. Canada. Yes, Jimbo for the win.
I didn't watch Holland, so I don't know who these people are.
Who is it from Holland?
It's just a thumbnail. It's not. More people from Holland.
It's probably like Abby Oman.
Sure. I think the winner of... How many seasons of Thailand were there? Was there one or two?
Two.
The two. Winner of the... I think the winner of the first one. I can't remember their name. Because I remember seeing them on...
Angela. A name or something?
Who was one of the second season?
I'm not sure, honestly.
I think it's one of the winners. Because I remember seeing this person on... interviews, like I said, Monique Hart. It's a lot of... Apparently Manila. We don't need to see that again.
Lord. But I guess it's like, if you're going to send, you know, your Drag Race, I guess send, you know, your seasoned competitors to the international...
You know what I can do? Share the screen. That'd be smart. Jujubee, apparently. Ain't nobody... I don't need... Like, I get
Why
it.
Why would Jujubee sign on again, honestly? I'm sorry. I love Jujubee. Like, I love Jujubee.
Tell me who these people are, because I don't know.
So that's ENV Peru, who won Holland.
Sure. Okay. Then I don't know.
And that's Mama Queen, who is like very, she's like super tall. She's in Holland. That one? Well, Lemon from Canada.
I knew the name. I didn't know
what Lemon. So this is for those who are listening who are like, what the fuck is happening? We're listing the rumored All-Stars international cast for RuPaul's Drag Race. So it's Jimbo the drag queen or clown, whatever, from Canada, Bag of Chips, Blue Hydrangea, and Cheryl Howe from the UK.
Well, Jimbo's not from the UK. Jimbo's from Canada.
No, I know. I said Canada. Oh, I don't know. Sorry. Baga, Blue, and Cheryl from the UK. I can't tell which one. That's from Thailand.
Yeah, and I think it was the winner of Thailand.
I don't know which one
that
is.
I'm almost positive because she was on Hey Queen, I think. But I don't know her name, honestly.
But then that's ENV Peru, who won Drag Race Holland. Sorry, spoiler. But... I fucking live for ENV Peru, so I'm excited. Like, his runways were everything on Holland, and Mama Queen, even his runways were pretty cool too. And then Manila, I think that's Mama Queen, but I'm like 95% sure. So Manila, Monique, Jujubee, and then a mystery guest. Juju, I'm sorry, girl. Why are you coming back?
It's same with Vanilla. You were already on there twice.
It's tired. Maybe even Monique. Monique was on All Stars as well. So.
Oh yeah, she was. But I was like, damn, was Monique on All Stars already? I was really thinking about that. Yeah, you were. Like, can we give girls that haven't had a chance to do All Stars?
Wait, and then so for those who are listening who are also wondering who the rumored cast is for the next up and coming season of All Stars.
Oh, but I got the elimination list if you want that.
I don't want all that.
I got all that. Also, is that a girl? Ain't a rumor. It's pretty much confirmed at this
point. So it's Pandora Box. Yeah. And I think we've talked about this before, but just so you all don't have to go back and listen to the old episodes. I mean, please go listen to the old episodes. But
I don't know if we said exactly who's on the cast.
Yeah, I don't know. So it's Pandora Box, who's from season 2 and All Stars 1. Sonique, who is from season 2. Yara Sofia, who is from season 3 and All Stars 1. Jiggly Caliente, may I call you Jiggly? From season 4. We have Trinity K. Bonet from season 6. Ginger Minj from season 7 and All Stars 2. Akiria Davenport from season 11. Raja O'Hara from season 11. Scarlet Envy from season 11. And Jan from season 12.
Honestly, sounds like the most underwhelming season ever.
It sounds like it could be good, but off rip, I'm saying top four Jan. Is gonna be Jan, Akiria.
Girl, can you even say honestly? Can you even say
Ginger and Trinity K. Bonet? That's who I'm saying.
That shit sounds so fun. Like, oh my god, no, thank you. That does not sound interesting to me at all.
I'm happy that we're getting a wide of array of queens. Let me just say that, like, in terms of like seasons,
there's a lot of season 11 girls on there, which I didn't realize until you just said that.
Yeah, I'm excited though. I'm excited to see if it's going to be the same rules, if he's switching it up, because I don't think the last do you think the lip sync assassin thing went well, or do you think that he'll might change it back to what it was?
I don't really have an opinion. Like, it was okay. I don't really have an opinion about it either way. It wasn't good nor bad to me. I mean, you know, I think All Stars is the place for them to switch it up, because I mean, the girls have less to lose, honestly.
I'm like I said earlier, I'm rewatching season 2 of All Stars, mm-hmm. which is just excellence. It's just the great season of a Drag Race.
And it's just, it was, first of all, it was because it was so different from the first.
Yes.
All Stars, number one.
There was it was like the biggest twists and turns of Drag Race history ever. Right.
And I don't think they can ever really duplicate that. So
No. Well, yeah, it's definitely the best season because it was the first of its kind.
Right.
So yeah. But anyway, I feel like we should get on to the episode here. But at least we're still, you know, we're not driving too off course here. We're still talking about Drag Race.
I would like to say, I don't think that what you read was the right. Some of the girls were not correct.
I just saw an article. That's why I said rumor. Thank you.
Eureka. I don't know who to replace. Oh, I think you said you said Yara Sofia. She was on there. You said Pandora Box, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I just don't think you said all of them. And this one we have Eureka. You didn't say Serena Chacha, did you?
No, she coming back.
Yeah, and your fave, Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
Wow, I'm surprised, but then not surprised.
So.
Munch, munch, crunch, crunch. Silky is here to eat the lunch.
Stupid. Yeah, but I think you said... everyone else.
Okay, so with those queens added, then I'm definitely excited. Yeah,
you left out like the pivotal people with the drama. That's what's like.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I think that's going to be a fucking good season.
Well, I think when you throw in Silky and Eureka, I think...
That is like... RuPaul is... I fuck you, RuPaul, sometimes. Because you know, he knew what he doing. He put in Eureka and Silky. I'm just glad he didn't bring the Vixen back, because the Vixen
oh my god. I don't think, honestly don't think the Vixen would ever come back for any type of thing for Drag Race. Well,
that, but then if the Vixen found out that Eureka and Silky were in the same room at the same damn time, he'd be like, no. You know?
My computer's very loud. Okay. Let's start talk about this episode, season 13, episode 11, pop goes the queens. After Simone Utica's win last week and Denali's elimination, the queens return to the workroom. Denali's lipstick message reads, very long. Clara, over any gold medal, crown or cash prize, my sisters were the greatest reward. Not class, but ass of 13, off to get some something, like something, say something. Later skater Denali. Basically the only thing that the girls were talking about during this opening, that Candy was like, what's wrong with you? Olivia didn't really take that the majority of the girls voted her to go home personally. And Candy was like, girl, what the hell are you talking about? Because they voted for me. I was like, that's because you're abrasive.
Yes. So. And we've gone over this, Candy. We've talked about this, and we've talked about, and she's even said, like, I pop literally last episode, wasn't it? And
yeah.
It was last episode. So that's what it was so confusing to me, because it was like she had just got done apologizing in Untucked for like going ham right. too early. And then, like, when it got to the next episode, which is supposed to be after Untucked, he was like, why didn't you pop off? And it's just like, not everybody is. Look at Olivia.
Also, Olivia knew that she did bad in the challenge, so she was like, well, yes, I understand. But also, she was she's self-aware, unlike Candy Muse.
Well, yes, that there's a little bit of that, but then also it's just Olivia is not that girl. She's not gonna fucking go banshee.
Yeah, she's not confrontational like you.
Yeah.
Candy.
I mean, like, you literally saw, he said it, somebody said that he was the worst in the last episode, and he was like, no, yeah, don't apologize, it's fine. Oh no, I'm saying, like, Olivia, like, somebody said he was the worst in the last episode, and they were like, sorry, and he was like, oh, don't apologize, it's fine.
Yeah.
So, whatever, beach.
Self-awareness.
Anyway, we end up going back into the what workroom, Iana. That's the new word for it too, by the way. Workroom, Iana.
Fair enough.
So the girls go in, bitch, on Tina for not winning a challenge.
Girl, it was a tag team between Candy and Rosé. They were just like.
And then Tina said, oh, wouldn't it be something if I came up and snuck behind you? And Candy said, yeah, on the way home to the airport. I was like, oh. So where's the lie? Anyway,
I see it.
Anyway, so then right after we had, you know, this talk about Candy or with Candy and Tina, Candy, we clearly find out that Candy, even though she won the math challenge or the question in the mini challenge, she is not that good at math because she clearly does not know the difference between 2,500 and 25,000.
How did you go to school?
Right. It's okay though. It's okay. You know, you win some, you lose some. So the mini challenge this week is after Rue enters the workroom and lets everybody know it is, are you smarter than the pit crew? Which honestly,
smarter than I feel the greater.
Whoa. So the pit crew pops up trivia questions and the queens try to guess and see who gets the most right. So Maya, listening to these questions first and foremost, did you know all of the questions off rip before somebody answered them?
I didn't know the one about was it Alexis Mateo? Was that the one?
Bam.
Yeah, I don't know why that slipped my mind, but that was the only one that I didn't know. But all the other ones are pretty pretty. If you're into Drag Race, you would know the answers.
Yeah, exactly. If you had, you know, say a podcast about it, you'd probably know the answers.
Well,
I did know a lot of the answers, and I did try to think of some trivia that I could ask you, but I really couldn't on the spot.
Who was the 100th queen to enter the workroom?
Derek Barry.
Girl, somebody asked that question. I was like, Derek Barry. And they were like, how do you know that? I was like, what the fuck you mean? Of course, doesn't everyone know that?
I'm thinking, what?
I was like, literally, doesn't everyone know that? The fuck?
What else is there?
This was hold on. Drag.
Yeah, we'll play a little game for y'all.
Trivia.
And we'll keep it going. Don't worry.
Only true Drag Race fans will slay this increasingly hard trivia quiz. Let's start off easy. Who said, you don't love me?
That was Pheromone.
Absolutely. Like, again, who doesn't know? Like, I know these are about to be hella easy. Hold on, let me share my screen.
Right.
These are about to be very easy for me. Okay, next one. Which state is Violet Chachki originally from?
I know this.
Me too.
I know that.
It's Georgia.
Georgia. Yeah, Georgia. Because then somebody goes, oh, you're from Hotlanta. And she goes, nobody says that.
Yeah. No one says that.
Nobody says that.
Oh. Complete this famous quote.
I know this
Well, Julie, I just wrote, I don't know this.
Anus.
Who said that?
It's when Alaska was Lady Bunny for Snatch Game. God, I am.
Oh.
I know way too much about this.
How many dumber lists? Well, first of all, let me see. When was this posted? Oh, like 2 days
recently.
Ago. Yeah, like 2 days ago. Okay. How many double eliminations have there been total? Not including non-US versions or all stars. Okay.
So it was Honey Mahogany and Vivian.
Yes, and then Dax exclamation point and Layla McQueen.
And I think that's it.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
That hasn't been any in recent seasons, right? I don't think so.
No, yeah, it has to be two. Wow, look at us.
Look at us.
Fucking brilliant. We were correct. Thank you.
So easy.
Which song did Roxy... Oh, I know this one.
Which song did Roxy and Alyssa dance to in their now iconic lip sync battle in season 5? Whip My Hair, Bitch. Know.
Yes, it was Whip My Hair, because that is when Roxy revealed the wig under the wig. That was the same wig. And
that was like the first reveal to ever happen on Drag Race.
Yeah, it was honestly,
Roxy
could come back on Drag Race and lose 50 times over, but she has still solidified her place.
It don't even matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. After Alyssa Edwards bombed the Snatch Game in season 5, she was forced to tweet an apology to Katy Perry, but what hashtag did she have to use? I don't know, because I don't.
It was Rupology.
Oh, was it? How do you know that? I don't follow.
Anna Oop didn't happen at that point.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, and then
I don't think Sorry Not Sorry. I don't think that was a big thing back then. Either.
And then obviously he should have been sorry.
Is this Rock'em Soccer a spring or fall couture outfit from season 12? This is spring, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
It looks springy to me. It just looks springy. I don't know. Which challenge was Debbie Harry a guest judge?
I don't know.
New Wave Queens? Yeah.
That's
when Derek was like, Debbie Harry said I could play her as an extra in her movie.
That's when they did the is that the one where Bob Thorgy and Acid Betty were on the same team?
Yeah. Okay. And that's when Bob was like, I think the judges may have been on drugs. I want a drug test.
I can't. Next one. Who has never appeared as a guest judge? Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez, Halsey, or Ariana Grande? Halsey.
Yeah. Or no. Halsey. Wasn't
was she?
On
was,
I don't
was
think Selena Gomez has been on there.
Was Halsey on there?
I don't think Selena Gomez has been on.
I don't think she has either. That's what I'm thinking about it. But when was Halsey on there, though? Oh, here we go. Halsey was in season 10, episode 2.
Yeah, because I remember Halsey was there. So it was Selena Gomez has never been a guest judge, everyone.
Homophobic. Which what trick did Akira perform in the magic challenge in season 11?
First of all, it was none of those. It was a swallowing sword, but she swallowed a balloon. So that's wrong. She swallowed balloons.
I don't even remember that. So
I'm pretty sure she swallowed balloons.
Whose mirror message is this? Ladies, I love you with all my heart, and if ever you need me, I'm yours. Con amor. Probably Cynthia Lee Fontaine. Or is it April Carrion?
I feel like it was probably April Carrion, because Valentina would never write something like that.
That's what I'm saying. No, Vanjie would either.
Vanjie wouldn't either. And then I feel like Cynthia's would say something about her cuckoo.
Misamores or something.
Ah!
Oh, it was Valentina.
Damn.
Wow. You know, Valentina like to be fake deep.
Honestly, she thinks her whole life is a telenovela.
Right. Which challenge
got
is this?
One wrong.
This was
Breast World.
Oh, was it Breast World?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because this is...
This is like...
See, yeah, because I was going to say because Monet was in this. This was a weird challenge.
Yeah, that whole season was weird. I've also never seen weird challenges.
Yeah, I've never seen Westworld before, so I also didn't get it.
Yeah, so me either.
There's that. Then this was long. Who received this punny critique? Your outfit was, what does that say?
A Xanadu, but your lip sync was a real Xanadu. Can you go down? Okay.
I remember this critique.
I remember it. And it was Nasha Lopez.
Wrong. It was Katya.
I was wrong.
Katya and her Glamazonian Airways challenge.
I might as well quit the podcast.
You should. Bye. Sign off. Which shoe queen?
Leave Zoom.
Which shoe queens portrayed Bubarella in the Queens in Space challenge in season 3?
Oh, that's a hard
one. Oh, that's a long time ago. That's a long time ago.
I'm going to say it's probably.
Was it? I want to say
probably Delta.
That's
Delta.
What I said.
Yeah, I want to say it's Delta and Mariah Perez Balenciaga.
Yes!
Work!
Those titties. Work! Those titties, yeah, Mariah. My God. Those are, that's a lot.
Yikes.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Which infamous read was said yes, by whom and aired by whom? You're such a fat slut after sex, you smoke hams. Who the fuck said that?
I know this. It was Sharon Needles to Jiggly Caliente.
Oh my God, that's fucked up. Oh my God. The girls don't read like that anymore, honestly.
That's when, and then they said somebody, your favorite, you're so fat, you sit on the toilet reverse cowgirl so you can eat or some shit like that.
The girls do not read like that anymore. Like, that's too much. I love it though. Who was Lanesha Sparks' first short for Snatch Game in season 5? I have no idea. Wait,
it was Michelle Obama.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm a fucking fan, bitch.
What was the name of Raven's autobiography in season 2's Once Upon a Queen episode?
I think it was Young, Broken, Fabulous.
That sounds like it's speaking to me. Young, Broken, Fabulous. Just right again.
God, what? It's so hard being right.
Stupid. Who did Naomi Smalls pick for her team in the Ruko Empire Challenge in season 8? So the challenge that they spoofed Empire.
Okay, wait, yeah.
So I think Bob was definitely on her team, correct?
Yes, but so Bob and Thorgy were not on different teams. They were on separate teams, so it can't be that first one. Because remember, they played the same role.
Right. That's right. So it's either it's the middle two. Oh no, it would have to be Bob, Robbie, Cynthia, and Chi-Chi.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So process of elimination. Robbie looks horrid in this challenge.
First of all, yeah,
They all look
busted as fuck. Honestly, RIP Chi-Chi though.
I know, RIP Chi-Chi. Oh my goodness. Who is Jade painting to be in this still from season 1? That's giving me very Mariah Carey.
Yeah, it's giving me Mariah vibes. Oprah.
Oprah, girl. Oprah don't look like that.
Yeah, I know.
Oprah don't look like that.
That's disrespectful.
How many more questions? Okay, last question. What were the names of the engaged couple Adore worked with in the makeover challenge in season 6? I have no idea.
Nathan and Patty. I don't know.
Ryan and Amy is speaking to me.
Oh yeah, Ryan and Amy. I think it is Ryan and Amy.
Yeah. How many did we get wrong? 3.
Okay. So it says, "Dear God, Judy, you're a real Drag Race stan. You did not come to play. You came to slay. And the RuPaul's Drag Race crown of knowledge is yours for the taking."
Did a gay write this, or did a straight woman, white woman who thinks she's funny, write this? Okay. Okay. I'll take it. Okay. Back to the episode at hand.
Oh, there's people using the grill right outside of my bedroom window in my courtyard. Hey. Hey there. Anyway.
Yeah. So the one of the challenge was who?
It was Candy Muffin Muse, girl. Music after Candy. She did her math challenge at the end there and did 12 minus 8.
She was like,
she was fucking
using her fingers.
Using all her brain power. So, and then Rue let us know that the maxi challenge this week is to create and advertise their own brand of soft drinks, plus write a catchy jingle, which I fucking guess. I don't really, sometimes I don't like these challenges, I'm not gonna lie. It is very hit or miss.
Wait, oh my God. I don't like the commercial challenges either, because it's just like, bitch, I'm not a director. Like, it's weird that they make the girls direct. Like, bitch, when is it I'm ever going to direct myself? I'm not doing that, bitch. I'm on a set. There's a director there. What the fuck you mean? Why do I gotta
right? Right. Weird. That's weird. I mean, yeah, it's something. As soon as I honestly last week when I saw the preview for this week's episode, I was like, honestly, I knew too. It was going to be kind of lackluster. Mm-hmm. But like you said, we're kind of due for that.
Yeah. So
whatevs. But anyway.
So back in the workroom, the girls are just getting ready for the challenge. Tina seems to have a lot going on in her commercial. Olivia, she's trying to explain to Olivia. Olivia's looking at her like, bitch, what the fuck is you talking about? She literally got a cross, like, and then she humping somebody. Olivia's like, Olivia literally is like, what the fuck is this lady talking about? She crazy as hell. Rosé is trying to really shed this perfectionist persona that she's put on. She's been in the competition, which I guess is not usually her on the outside world. I don't really know. I didn't know Rosé before this competition. But it's not really her. per Utica, she has some very abstract ideas. And as Simone puts it, she has these all of these ideas, but she's not really confident in the ideas that she puts forward, which is also very odd to me.
Right. I feel like she's probably just thinks people don't get them, which, I mean... It might not, and that's okay.
Let it be you, girl. If it works right. For you, it works for you.
Right. If it's what you want to do, it's what you want to do.
Right. And then finally, Mick has a lot of ideas going on. A lot of ideas. Her storyboard is filled the fuck up. It's got all kinds of different. It's color-coded, bitch. And Candy said, girl, you're doing a lot.
And when we get to it, nothing fucking happens. So no. I'm confused.
Also the queens get a surprise from reigning queen Jada Essence Hall comes in to talk to the girls
via the essence Zoom of beauty
about some advice for this challenge and just the competition in general. Main consensus of what Jada was saying is that don't take it too seriously, really enjoy yourself. You know, she said the challenges that she didn't do well in were the ones that she really was thinking too hard and wasn't having fun with it. And she also said to win Drag Race, you gotta be a little delusional, you know?
You really do. It's like, I feel like honestly, the essence of, or the keys, one of the keys to winning this show is to honestly just act a fucking fool.
Basically.
And just like not care what anybody thinks, because like the more outrageous you are, the more like, you know, I mean, you don't have to be like screaming, hanging from the ceiling, but like jumping off the walls and shit.
Right.
But like, you know, you can, there's ways to like, if you, the more you just let loose and just stop caring and release those inhibitions of like caring what people think about you, I feel like that's super, like a huge key of winning this show, or at least going far in this show.
The least, the more you show your personality and the more you act a fool, basically the way you win Drag Race is making RuPaul laugh. That's how you win Drag Race. Mm-hmm. Basically. Mm-hmm. So act a goddamn fool, make really inappropriate sexual jokes.
Right.
And have some good runways, and girl, just you'll make it far.
Yeah. And you know, and it's just like, I feel like the queens who like are just like Bob won, mm-hmm, because Bob knows who the fuck Bob is, and Bob knows he does Bob fantastically. Right. And he's confident, and then he doesn't care what anybody thinks. So anytime he did a challenge, he did it balls to the wall and did exactly what they wanted him to do. Mm-hmm. And it always came out great because he just didn't care,
right,
in the best way possible. So it's definitely something to be said for that. But you can also apply that to not just in competitions, but like to all aspects of life, really.
Can we take a pause here? Because I forgot to talk about this in the beginning. Let's talk about the season finale of UK season 2, please. I forgot to discuss this. And I have some feelings. So Lawrence Chaney is the winner. What's going on with that? What's going on with that? What's that?
Lawrence Chaney.
What are we doing? Why are we doing that?
I am not upset. I mean, like, look, I get it.
I'm not upset. I'm just confused.
Yeah, I am kind of surprised that Bimini didn't get it. You know what I mean?
But who's really winning in the end?
Right.
Bimini's do you follow Bimini on Instagram?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
She literally gains 100,000 followers every like 2 days. It's fucking wild.
Yeah, she's killing it. And she's doing all types of like editorials and shit like that. She's really killing it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I think, you know, maybe RuPaul realized like Bimini is going to win regardless. So maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think that you can really predict that in the future. I think that RuPaul just had a thing for Lawrence ever since he started in the fucking competition. So
yeah, but I'm happy for him. I think it's really cool. And I think he's a good addition to like the winners hall of fame.
First plus size winner.
Yes, thank God. It's about fucking time.
First plus size winner. I don't know. I just am really disappointed because, you know, I fucking love Bimini. Oh.
Release the beast, Bimini.
In the middle, system offender.
Yes, I am obsessed with Bimini. Oh my God, did you get a Bimini shirt? Release the beast, Bimini. Oh my God, Fender Bender, system offender.
I've been buying a lot of merch lately to support my girls because, you know, you can't do anything else. So.
Yes, you're all right, babes.
You're all right, babes. Bitch, that picture of Bimini with the red hair, bitch, does something to me. I don't know why. That is
She looks very attractive there. She really does.
My God. I said, I don't know why you dyed your hair because you look immaculate with that red hair. My goodness.
He said he felt insecure with that hair.
He did, but remember when he was talking to his, like, when they showed the little baby picture?
The young self, yeah.
Yeah, he said, don't dye your hair. That's what he said to himself. He said,
"Well, yeah, because clearly, I mean, look at his hair before he dyed it. It was fucking gorgeous. If you haven't seen it, go to Bimini's Instagram and search and look at it. I mean,
it's like
his
the
hair
first
was
picture of it.
His hair was gorgeous.
It's just, I was like, wow, it looks like a different person. Dinesh. Anyway, I was also there was no need for Ellie Diamond to be in the final. There was literally no need. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, she didn't need to be there. She didn't need to be there. That was just a silly game RuPaul was playing.
RuPaul. What's the point?
What is the point, RuPaul?
Also, when the girls came back, Jenny Lemon was doing a lot and I loved it.
Jenny Lemon was honestly the star of the finale for me. 100%.
When Cherry Valentine was like, girls, I wasn't here for long, so tell me what happened.
Jenny just got up and left again.
Just walk, first of all, but like didn't even like walk towards the camera. I was like, what's happening?
Oh yeah, she was gone.
I also really, 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 really enjoy Cherry Valentine. Her looks are fucking amazing. Look at her Instagram, bitch?
Yeah, her Instagram is nice.
Her looks are good. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Her looks are good. Yeah. Also, we love a queen who is a essential worker and you know, worked through the pandemic. We greatly appreciate it.
We greatly appreciate it and we admire you.
Absolutely. Probably I know it wasn't easy, but Cherry Valentine got some wow, the looks are great. Went too soon
mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just wanted to talk about that because it was really weighing on missile. Oh my God, these looks are great. Also, where's a lot of red? Didn't really realize that until right now. Anyway, also the United Ken dolls are supposed to be going on tour in the UK. I want to see that.
UK, hon.
Bring that shit over here. What the hell?
I would like to see them. Oh. Sorry.
They just sent up. You can, in Maryland, you can get your vaccination, I think, starting in the middle of April. That's when we're going to be approved for it. Fuck you. Why is everybody, like, what? Maryland is so goddamn behind in these vaccinations. It's fucking foolish. Our little ass state is so fucking behind. It's so irritating to me.
I really like, so it, I did just get my first dose. Thank you. Hi.
That's been nice.
I got really fucking lucky. Like really lucky. Like it, I like just happened to go online and boom.
But I have a question because this is I'm not understanding what's happening. Are you eligible to get it right now? Is it your question? That's what I'm asking. Is it your turn to get it right now? That's what I'm asking you. No, that's what I'm asking you. Because I don't have it in my heart to do that, because I'm like, there's so many people that need it. I'm just sitting the fuck at home. I don't fucking.
Well, people that need it, y'all, like, people, they can get it. Like, you can get it.
In Maryland, it's been a fucking shit show. Let me tell you that. It's been a goddamn shit show. There's literally never any appointments for anyone. My mom had to, like, go to some fucking church down the street to get it. She couldn't go to, like, Walgreens or something to get it.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
You just have to be, like, diligent.
It also wasn't her turn to get it. My mother is like 57 and has underlying conditions, and it's still not her turn to get it. She's like, I don't have time. Right. I'm not waiting for this. I don't have time.
Well, they said that they're trying to get more by like May 1st.
Yeah, May 1st. Everyone's supposed to be eligible to get it.
Yeah.
But West Virginia is like open like 100%. Like everyone, like majority of people have gotten it in West Virginia. Of all the states. So
they're like, fuck it.
No, literally, like everything is open, full capacity in West Virginia.
I think a lot of places I think you're just going to start to see one by one a lot of states just start to reopen.
Well, Larry Hogan is a piece of shit, so I'm just saying. Our governor. He's fucking irritating to me. Anyway, I hope I can get the vaccine soon because I want to go outside. So, moving on to the filming of the commercials.
Yes. So the queens, we learned that each queen will have 30 minutes to film a 45-second commercial, which for some of them, that may seem like a lot, but some of them really needed more than 30 minutes to fucking get some.
They also would have needed 12 hours, honestly.
Literally, because between Tina not being able to get her lines right, that was a whole mess. Tina really was just having a day.
She was having one of them. She was having one of them moments like... Who was a like Kamora Hall? She was having one of those moments.
Yes, 100%. Rosé, I could just tell Rosé was going to be good.
Yes,
just by the rehearsals and him filming it. Olivia, we learned, is obviously just way too happy. She's the eternal happy Energizer bunny, just never stops smiling.
Bitch, if my teeth look like that, I'm not smiling either.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, she has a great smile. So, right, Simone is playing the same character that she always does, which they fucking, you know, read people down for all the time. But, you know, for some reason, Simone is just...
selective, you know, memory, I suppose. I don't
everything.
Know.
Utica is very fucking weird, but we knew this. She was sucking on a cow's udder, so I guess that's all we can say about that.
that was a lot for me.
Carson and Ross, like, it didn't matter what Candy was doing, she could have just been rolling on the floor, which she literally was, licking up milk, and they were just fucking gagging. And then, like, we got to Mick, and Honey Boo Boo Child, I don't know what the fuck was going on, but it was
girls. Neither did
I knew it was gonna be a mess. I knew it was gonna be a mess. But then my thing is like, and then I got like to segue into the mirror moments. What I'll say is like, it was so funny because even Got Mick said this. It was like that everybody is so narcissistic and thought that they did like everybody because they were like, oh, what was you know, yours did so good. Mine was so funny. I thought it was so good. And Got Mick was like, honestly, we all know like more than one of us had to have done bad. So like, we're all just so narcissistic that none of us think it's us. And I was like, that's true. Because literally all of them were like, oh my God, we're so good.
I'm like, also you're talking about yourself. What's the problem? So the mirror moments for this week, there's a little spat at the beginning where Tina doesn't see Rosé as a comedy queen. But Tina, have you been funny this whole season or?
Tina, like I feel like Tina, like when Tina was filming this season, like I feel like in his head, Tina thought he was like funny bunny, like funny honey, honey, ha ha, right? And it now like that we're all watching it, it's just not.
I think Tina is the classic case of a queen that's in a big city, you know, in the New Yorks, the LAs, what have you, has been doing this for a long time, is just set in her ways. The girls will book her because she has a large following. The girls will come out, you know what I mean? She's professional, she'll do her job. So she doesn't feel like she has to change anything. You know what I mean? She's like, what? Right. I mean, a bitch, I'm that bitch. What do I have to do different?
I'm that bitch.
So I think that was ultimately Tina's demise in the competition.
100%. Honestly, I'm just, Tina, just, it's just no.
It's a no for me, dog.
It's a fucking big fat no to me.
And then lastly, we hear this really, really sad story from Candy where she talks about her being gay bashed in seventh grade, and a group of guys broke her arm and she had to get surgery on her arm, and how she's showing her more emotional side on the show.
That was very sad. I always feel for people. I mean, you know, like, I can't imagine. So, you know, I mean, it's really sad, and I'm very sorry to hear that she had to go through that, but it seems like it definitely has made her stronger coming out on the other end. So
yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, I didn't grow up as a gay kid nor a gay male, so I mean, that's probably even harder, especially in the hood with colored folks. I know that was extremely difficult.
I'm sure.
So,
and he's from the Bronx, right?
So, yeah.
I'm sure that was difficult.
Very sad story. Glad Candy came out on the other side, and is well and happy. So on to the main stage of this week. Both of the judges, we don't have a guest judge this week. It's just Carson and Ross.
We don't. It's just family.
Just family.
As RuPaul says.
I like this dress this gown that RuPaul has on this week. It's very beautiful.
Yes, I'm into it. Cinched for the gods. Love the hair and makeup.
Yes. I like that color hair on Ru.
Yeah. It's
kind of like goldeny blonde. It's like a light goldeny blonde color. It's mm-hmm. good on her skin tone.
It's very nice. Very nice.
Michelle looked good too. I mean, she never not.
Always.
She never doesn't.
Beat for the golds.
And then your two faves. I don't like the whole pattern suit. The suit that has the jacket and the slacks. It's a little much for me. I ain't gonna lie about it. It's a little much.
It's a lot of pattern.
It's very bright. I think Carson looks good. Why can't we on Drag Race? I mean, maybe not Ru, because Ru said, "Bitch, I have all these dresses. I'm gonna wear them." Can we dress for the theme? That'd be fun. You know, that'd be fun to dress for the theme every once in a while.
They should. They really should. They should put Carson and Ross in drag too.
Can you imagine? I can imagine Carson in drag. I don't know about Ross though. Oh, but Ross. Anyway, onto the runway. Category is Beast.
Beast
Couture. First up, we have
Beast.
First of all, when you hear Beast Couture, what do you think?
Like a furry beast animal.
Fair enough. I was like, this is an odd category, but
I didn't like the category, but like, you know, that's what I think. What I think of it.
First up on the runway is Utica. She's giving you a very glamorous monster. She has these horns on her head, the white contacts, so she's kind of like crying blood. I think it was a different take on the challenge. I think that she was trying to give the judges something different, a little bit more glamorous, a little bit more elevated than she usually does. Whether that played out in her favor, I'm not sure, but I like the look.
Mm-hmm. I like it a lot. I like it was cinched. I liked like the little lace corset action in it. Like it added some dimension to it.
Yeah.
But I liked it a lot. I thought it was really nice. That's kind of like, honestly, like when I think of Beast Couture, that's kind of like what would have come to mind.
So something that's like elegant, but still is like
giving you. I honestly think to me, like what Utica wore is, I think honestly how I might have interpreted it.
Yeah. That, yeah, I see that. I get that. I give it a two.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a two for sure.
Whoa! Next up on the runway is Candy Muse. So Candy,
what do you think of this?
Came out as an, I guess, is she also an alien? Is she also an alien? Or is she just carrying an alien?
Like, I don't know.
So Candy came out in a green latex bodysuit that has fur on the pooch and on the boobs, and is carrying alien that has a purple bodysuit on. I don't understand what the fuck is going on here, honestly.
She said she had to go, in the description, she said she had to go collect her best alien friend, Judy, I don't know, some
girl,
shit.
What?
I don't fucking know. I mean, it is, in this picture, it is cool. You know what I mean? Like,
on the runway, girl, it wasn't. And don't lie.
On the runway, it was not cool. It photographs fun, you know what I mean? But on the runway, it,
what the I fuck? Think it was... Also, how was this beast, by the way? How was this beast? It's an alien. How was an alien beast?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's a boot for me.
A boot for me. I don't think it really hit the mark
at all. Next up is Tina Burner. She said that she said that she was a whole bunch of stuffed animals stitched up together,
and it's like, yeah, we got that.
So stupid. I mean, it fit the challenge, and I give it a two. I don't have any. I don't see anything wrong with it.
I give it a boot.
You just don't like Tina. You're a fucking hater.
Apparently, I'm not the only one who disagrees.
I know I'm not the only one. He said like that. Next up is Simone. Giving you Coco from Crash Bandicoot in the first game.
That's what. Also, even her beast. Like. Even her beast wears two piece clothing. Like, she come on.
She ain't need it.
Come on.
I really didn't, when I was watching it, I didn't really notice that it was I don't know why, but I didn't notice like the wife beater. We don't call them wife beaters anymore. What do we call them now? What's more politically correct? There's a white tank. I didn't notice the white tank in the denim shorts. I don't know why I didn't when I was first watching it, but I just didn't. I think everything else was very jarring to me, so I just didn't notice it. So is a hood monster? Is a hood beast? Is that what's going on?
Is it a beast? It's not really a beast. And it's not really Couture.
Well, I mean, for execution and for wearing this hot ass costume, I'll give her a two.
Yeah, I mean, I will give her a two because it is like whatever. But like honestly, I don't think it really fit the challenge.
Fair enough. Next up is Got Mick. She's wearing this like cute little bodysuit in the and it has like this will be teeth, I guess, coming out or just horns. And then on the shoulders there's two very, very large eyes and these really I think they're ostrich feather sleeves. This was cute. I think it could have been more. But well, no, when you think, like you said, Beast Couture, I guess this is something that you would think of. Yeah. I'm tired of the nipple cutouts, so I ain't gonna lie about it.
I mean, yeah, Mick is also kind of giving me like that Simone type of thing where it's just like
very nooch, very nooch.
Very minimal, very like, you know, whatever. Like it looks good. It's very nice. It's very elevated. It's high end looking, but it's also just like
variations of the same thing
on your body. Yeah,
variations of the same thing. Has Mick worn a gown this whole season?
She in the beginning,
when
or not, like, I mean, actually no, I don't think so.
I don't think Simone has worn a gown either.
Simone is more guilty than God Mick for sure.
Yeah, that's very true. It's always like the minimal clothing, but I mean, I give it a two. It ain't bad. Yeah, I just would want something. I just want a different silhouette.
Agreed.
Next up is Olivia. She's giving you very what's that cartoon? What's that book? What's the book?
Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah, it's giving you very Where the Wild Things Are. Yeah. That's what
they said that her and fucking Candy looked like Monsters Inc.
So funny.
And then like just
done. She does not look like Sully. That's not nice.
They said she looks like Sully, and then Candy looks like Mike.
So fucking. First of all, I'm like, fuck y'all. Number one,
right? Y'all are just fucking rude.
That's not what I was going for. Honestly. I mean, how do you feel about this?
I mean, it's different for her. Again, I would have interpreted the beast as like furry and something like that. So is it Couture? Probably not. But is it giving me beast? Yes. So I will give it a two.
I feel the exact same way. It's giving me Beast, but not very much Couture. It's giving me very just Halloween costume.
It's giving me very Crystal Method.
Very that. But it's a toot, I suppose.
See, okay, the next lurk.
Yes. Next up on the runway is Rosé, dressed as the devil.
Yes. This is what, like, Beast mixed with Couture is.
Yeah, I agree. As well. I agree.
Her and Utica, I think, nailed it perfectly in terms of looks. Because, like, I think Rosé's look was my favorite, honestly.
Yeah, me too.
I think, like, this is what... Olivia is always very, like, friendly and you know, pixie dust and fairy tales, which is good. But, like, that's why it's, like, I feel like it's, like, Utica, or, I mean, Olivia and Rosé have, like, very, their looks are very similar, but, like, it's, they're very different at the same time. You know what I mean?
I love this look. It's a great silhouette. She sends to the fucking gods, which is good because Rosé got shoulders too, bitch, and she needs to cinch because sometimes she'd be looking a little boxy.
Mandrews.
Great wig as well. The touch with the ears and then the nails, bitch. The nails are good. And the makeup
too was just really good. Flawless.
It's so good. It's a toot for me. So So I was going to say, so this is your top for the week.
100%.
Who's 100%. Your bottom for the week?
Ooh.
Mine is fucking Candy, so I need Candy.
Yeah, I'll probably say, like, I feel like Candy's, like, wasn't monster. So, yeah, I'd probably say Candy. Yeah.
Also, if you compare Candy's look to everyone else's, she's wearing a green bodysuit. Honestly, like, what fur the fuck? On her
pussy.
Like, what the fuck? Like, I guess. But, and no one read her for it. It's very, I don't understand. Anyway.
They don't. It's fine. They're, like, being very nice this season.
I'm like, Michelle, girl, I know you, girl, tell that bitch what it is.
I know. Girl,
what you, like, wearing? Why are you look like you about to walk in front of a green screen? The fuck you wearing that for? Like, what the hell? Foolish. It's foolish.
Buffoonery.
That's it. So this is the time of the show where they actually show the commercials. Did you have any standouts?
Rosé, like I said earlier. Yeah. I didn't say earlier, but, like, I just felt like when I saw her, like, I felt like when I saw her doing the rehearsals for it or whatever, or they're filming it, I knew it was going to be funny.
Yeah.
Simone's look, I'm going to say something controversial yet brave.
Go ahead.
If you're going to sit there and you're going to say that Tina gives that same character, like, on the reg, you're going to have to say that to Simone. Because if you ask me personally, I think Simone was doing that more than Tina.
I think so as well.
And I'm not even a Tina fan.
Me neither, but every single challenge, every single acting challenge or improv challenge, whatever you want to say, she's giving you this, like, Banshee girl with the neck twist. And it's the same thing every fucking time.
What did she say? The dang factory.
The factory.
And then what did she say this episode? Do you have a sweet tooth? You know, like, it's the same thing. It's the same vibe.
Yeah, I just, again... We be choosy, I suppose. We real choosy who we can treat. I also really liked Rosé's commercial. I think it was the most cohesive. I think that her also just her concept of her drink was the best. It was the most, like, clear cut, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As far as the bottoms, Utica's was just fucking, I was like, what's going on? I don't know what is happening in this commercial. Same thing with Mick. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Mick, I honestly thought Mick was worse than Tina's.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
And again, I'm not a fan of Tina.
Yeah.
But I think Tina's runway on top of her performance was what landed her in the bottom.
Yeah.
But I honestly do, I feel like, I don't know, I guess, I don't know if I feel like Utica deserved to go home, but I just feel like It just felt like, honestly, like a setup for Tina to go home in a way.
Yeah.
Like it just felt like it was like, oh, let's just get rid of her now, quick.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if y'all have been keeping her for this long. I mean, she's had way worse weeks.
She has way worse.
So, and it's so, I just felt like it was like, so what were y'all keeping her for? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just felt like it was kind of weird because I did feel like it should have been Utica and honestly got Mick in the bottom.
Let me ask you a question. I think on the interweb, some people have been having this this discussion. And I want to get your perspective about it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as got Mick. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have been saying that the judges very much are not critiquing Mick when critique is due. And a lot of people think that is because Mick is such a trailblazer right now on the show with being the first trans man, and they don't really want to rock the boat, and they want Mick to be at the end, and they want Mick to be in the final four. So Mick's critiques aren't the same as what the other girls are getting. Do you see that, or do you agree with that?
I think, well, yeah, I mean, I do, like I said, like I think like they're gagging. I think they're gagging on a lot of the fashion for this season that I don't really see and understand. Again, I think they're doing it with Got Mick a little bit, but I will say this again. I think they're honestly doing that with Simone more than anybody.
Yeah.
Like, I think if they're going to be mad, like, and that's what pisses me off about Drag Race fans, is because you're going to say that Got Mick isn't getting critiqued subjectively or objectively, whatever. You know what I mean?
I think,
but
subject, I don't know.
I don't know. Either way, y'all know what I mean. You're saying like that she's not getting critiqued the way that, you know, they should be. But then it's like, but we all know that the whole Drag Race fandom gags over Simone.
So also, it's like, know, y'all would be so fucking upset if they said anything back to Got Mick. You know what I mean?
That's what I just don't get. It's just like, you know what I mean? You can't say that like Got Mick isn't getting the critiques that she deserves if you're a fucking Simone stan. Like, I know 98% of Drag Race fans are right now.
I just think that people are like, there have been weeks where Mick has not, classic case when they were doing the disco challenge. Mick was not good in that challenge.
Terrible.
Mick did not get negative critiques at all. Why?
Yeah, no.
Why?
Right, exactly. I agree. I mean, you know, and we'll see. I feel like Got Mick, it depends on what's the next challenge? Comedy?
It's the roast. Yeah.
This could be the week where we get a glimpse of like, oh, Got Mick could go home, even though he's not.
Yeah.
I feel like, because like, I don't think he's not like a comedy funny person. So it's like,
we'll see.
I
mean,
funny, I don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah. So the tops this week are Candy, Simone, Rosé, and Olivia, and the bottoms are Utica, Tina, and Mick. The winner, it's a double win this week with Simone and Rosé. Don't agree. I think that it should have just been Rosé. And
that's what I'm saying. It's just like, Simone. Why does Simone? Simone didn't do half as good as Rosé.
Yeah.
To deserve to share that win with. I just don't get it. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't fucking see it.
Me neither, honestly. I really thought, I was like, oh, this is going to be Rosé's week. I said, when we saw the critiques and everything, I was like, oh, Simone, I mean, Rosé won. She won.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they said Simone, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, okay, that's interesting. Yeah,
I was very confused. But very, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. If Simone wins, it's just going to be kind of annoying to me.
Same thing. I feel like you felt the same about Gigi Good at this point in the competition.
I did. I absolutely did.
And the bottom two this week are Utica and Tina. Lip sync song, very interestingly, was My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas. You gave two of the whitest motherfuckers this song. It was very weird. I was like, what the hell is happening?
And just fucking Tina just fucking bouncing around everywhere.
Well, making a statement, controversial yet brave. I thought that Tina was light years better than Utica in this lip sync, which I don't understand. I was like, oh, okay, Utica's leaving, and then they said Tina. I was like, what? How is that possible?
I think Tina was doing more than
Utica was just being weird. I was like, this is not even the song doesn't equate to what you're doing. What the hell are you doing?
Nothing equates to what Utica's doing.
You're right.
Nothing, darling. But yeah, honestly, I'm not mad at who went home. Goodbye.
Wow. Yep. So eliminated this week. We had to say goodbye to Tina Burner.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Did you watch Untucked this week? Because I didn't.
Surely did not. Honestly, it ain't given. I'm not even sorry, Drag Race fans. But honestly, I'm just like this. I really feel like people would agree. It's just not giving the give. It hasn't been.
No, they just be crying and shit. I ain't got time for all that. So next week is the Nice Girls Roast. It's going to be the Roast Challenge. But the girls are going to be roasting former Miss Congeniality winners, including Heidi Ann Closet, Nina West, and Valentina. Very interesting. Lonnie Love is to be the guest judge. And Norvina, which is the president of Anastasia Beverly Hills. If you're in the know, Norvina is Anastasia's daughter, who's the president of the company. Anastasia owns the company. Will make a guest appearance.
Yes, God.
So, yeah. We still have how many girls are fucking left? Jesus Christ. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 girls left. So we're dwindling down. We're getting there.
We're dwindling. There. And then also too, both of our predicted top fours are now just down to Gottmik and Rosé. Both of us.
It's gonna be Gottmik, Olivia, Simone, and Rosé. That's who it's gonna be. I don't think Candy's gonna make it to top four, honestly.
You don't?
No.
I think so.
I think it's going to be a Gagatron. I think it's going to be a gag. Ooh, of the season.
She said a Gagatron.
I think it's going to be a gag of the season.
Gagatron draw.
Let's see. It's either going to be Olivia or Candy, I suppose.
I think Olivia is going to go, and I think it's going to be Candy who's going to be in the top four.
I can see it either way.
That's my prediction.
Yeah, I can see it either way. But yeah, that was this week's episode, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. You can email us at workthepod@gmail.com. That's WERQ@gmail.com. You can follow us on our socials that are listed in the description of this episode. Please subscribe wherever you are listening to get notified when we upload new episodes. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us 5 stars and a review. It helps more people learn about our show. Brendan, anything else?
Nothing else. Just as always, you know, thank you for listening. Stay safe out there. Stay happy. Stay everything.
Thank you guys for listening.
We love you.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Bye.